You are listening to a podcast of the Geek.io Media Network. For all of our shows and more, visit geek-io.net. And to help support the network, head over to patreon.com/geek.io.
Welcome to the Monopool, the Geek.io live play role-playing podcast. Where our storytelling game master may or may not let us live another week.
Hello and welcome, friends, to the Manipool, your Geek.io live play role-playing podcast. I'm CJ. There's Carrie.
Hi.
There's Raul.
Hello.
There's Dayo.
Howdy ho.
There's Felix.
Hello.
There's Rachel.
Hello.
And there's Josh.
You are all going to die.
Horribly.
It's good to be back.
So I have backups. I don't know about you guys. I will let you rent one of my backups.
For real?
Rent a backup.
For I've got like six backups.
For a nominal fee.
Rent a backup. Not a denominal fee, though.
No. Coming soon to Fiverr, I'll make you a min-max character in your game of choice, I'll give you a backstory.
Okay, Fiverr or Fiber?
Fiverr.
The backstory's
not
gotta be...
Fiverr, what makes you shit? Fiverr. As in giving somebody $5.
Exactly.
Five I'm going to give you a fiver. Five data sucky sucky. No sucky sucky character, but sucky sucky.
No, your character be super good. By the way, last time on the Manipool, we opened a door and it exploded. And now we're going to go. Go, Josh.
I'm going to die.
I mean, a little bit more happened than that. But yeah, most recently, the one time...
Our illustrious campaign.
Exactly, Akira. The one chop boom!
So, is this where everybody's like, where everybody's arranged is how they are on the screen right now?
Yep.
I mean, it's probably a little more condensed than that, considering we're walking down a corridor, but.
Yeah,
for all intents and purposes, it's pretty accurate, anyways. But upon the challenge of spearing a door open.
The spear and Calibras speared a door open.
Well, it was actually Calibras with his spear.
That's right.
And Caleb with his fists. Because...
Calibras in the spear, or with his spear in the hallway.
Tune in next time on Clue.
The Mana Clue.
The Mana Clue.
Can we take our characters into a game of Clue?
That would be pretty hilarious,
Murder mystery would be pretty interesting.
Yeah, it would.
Keep that in mind for another special episode.
Why did you give him that idea? Why? Just asking for trouble at this point.
Double. What we do is we just do like different AU minisodes for tabletop day, and like one year it's Clue, and one year it's something else, and it's all of our characters like teleported into that game's world as some kind of weird ass dream sequence.
I really shouldn't have eaten those mushrooms.
Getting real sick of these shared dreams we keep having.
But you guys crack the door, and
the one shot.
There's a spark between the two pieces of stone that are parting before you, and time slows down as it does in dramatic moments in most people's lives, and you see the doors start to swing open. And this spark start to spread out, and you're relatively certain in the, nanoseconds you have to contemplate this, that it's probably going to turn into an explosion here in a couple of, more nanoseconds.
What's the damage, Josh?
Can I attempt to act?
I mean, anybody who wants to try to actively do something... I'm going to say effectively just roll me initiative, since agility check would be the same thing. Just make sure your character token is selected.
Yeah.
So you actually get something.
Roll initiative on the door.
Well, it's basically measuring reaction.
I know exactly why you're doing it. I just had to say that because it entertained me.
Roll initiative on the door.
Logging into Showbot.
All over again.
I mean...
Except that door's a child.
No, it's
God damn, Calavras with those initiative rolls again.
Very nice.
The only good rolls I get.
Oh my. I'm fanning myself with a handkerchief.
Not even that. Sylvia knows it's a door and it's bright. Not even. Like, it's something's happening. That's all she knows.
Entertainment in the door!
It's not bright enough. I have to figure out a way to make it brighter.
And she's exactly.
I really don't care about that. I want to run my numbers.
Just it doesn't have any color. It needs color. Can do that.
You might be able to calculate the inertia of some of these party members here in a second.
I'm not going to lie. That's pretty great.
That is real good.
Calculate the inertia of these party members. I think that's a pretty strong contender right off the bat for episode title.
Right?
It's in Showbot.
Okay, so Calabras. What are you going to do to the exploding door in front of you?
I'm going to shout to Velfran to teleport the kid away, and then I'm going to try to shield myself. No, that's all I got.
Alrighty. How are you attempting to shield yourself?
I could use a defense action.
And what are you going to defend with?
His face.
Good looks and charm.
You gonna do like one of these or?
Yeah, I'm gonna just like cover my face and kind of like try to curl away from them.
Not the moneymaker.
Hey, Tor.
Hey, you know, it'd be really cool if you do the explosion that way.
Persuasion is so hard. That is the rules of reality.
I seduce the explosion into not hurting me.
Seduce the explosion.
It only hurts the people it loves.
Boom. Roll 10.
All right. Well, I guess if that's the case, it's going to be Velfreya's turn to attempt to react to the exploding door.
So Velfreya's first instinct is just to start flinging people backwards with teleport. Going to start with Calabras second, and just like teleporting them back at max range. For Ghoul's next to her, so he goes next, and just pushing the rest of the party members back, basically as many of them as you'll allow in that time increment.
Well, here's the thing. It's barely a time increment, and okay. Teleport is what, a move action?
Yes.
So you can save one person.
Sorry. So yeah, it's going to be... Actually... You said I get advantage 2 on... No, if I can... I am going to... Use a legend point to teleport both of them back. That gives me advantage 1 plus 1 on the roll. To teleport both of them away.
So multi-targeting teleport?
Yes, and it's disadvantage 1 per target, so disadvantage 2. But my boon focus gives me advantage 2, which makes it...
And then you're using the legend point to get advantage 1 plus 1.
Correct.
Righteous.
Righteous!
Which is a 17, which I think makes it.
You really need to stat that as a boon.
Yeah. Hang on. Teleport. Boon. I can do levels 4 and 5. So I'm going to click it again, not to re-roll it, but just to get... See if it'll give me a different... Give me a similar number. So okay. It passes at level 5 with a 20.
So it probably passes at level 3.
At level 4.
Or yeah, level 4 with a 17.
I thought it was 10 plus 2 times the level, so it just fails level 4. If I remember correctly.
Well, since she's rolling
Oh wait, I get plus one, so yeah, it gets
I was going to say the legend point isn't accounted the plus one in there,
and that is the advantage. So
to me, you barely squeak by that one.
Yeah, so they're 25 feet that way, and while I'm doing that, I'm going to shout at the door.
Sure.
It's going to be a hold on, and she's going to switch languages here for a second, and she's going to attempt. Because if she knows enough of the ancient dialect to be able to translate it, she probably knows enough of how it was pronounced to attempt to pronounce it herself. I don't know how well she will succeed, but she's going to try.
Speak, friend, and stop explosions.
Yes. She's basically going to hold up her hands and be like, hold your fire in what she thinks is the ancient dialect.
You just couldn't give her my hero moment,
make
right?
Make me learn.
No, she's really bad at that. You should know that by now.
Uh-oh.
Uh-oh. Carrie doesn't allow people to have heroic sacrifices.
It's almost like Vilfreya gets attached to the people she befriends.
That's
a 32.
Oh. You're
relatively certain you garble out something appropriate that isn't bring me a ham sandwich.
I mean,
that would be a delicious ham sandwich.
Yeah, it's an ancient language ham sandwich.
So I was driving to work today and saw a car that had a sticker on it that said hold by ham.
Yeah.
That is pretty fantastic. Sorry. Bert's deciding to work against me here a little bit.
Josh is dying. Oh, no.
Yeah, I have a tendency to do that.
He's getting choked up, you guys.
Oh.
It's just so moving.
It's just so moving. The teleportation is just so moving.
All right. Well, at that point, why didn't it?
Why didn't Calabras die?
Well, they didn't die because someone decided to... I'm assuming that's what you meant?
Yeah.
Okay.
So now we're at the front for a ghoul.
Yay, you guys get to take the brunt of the explosion.
Explosion!
Explosion!
Do I get any, any reaction with a 17?
Well, you will get to react here in a second. Okay. Unfortunately, turn order did that thing where it didn't accept the input because I didn't have token selected for someone who got one higher than you.
The spear of Idia!
Over the din of the budding explosion, you guys hear that ridiculous maniacal laughter.
Yes!
Die!
Action!
The spear of Idion is mortally wounded.
We're gonna do it again, you guys.
There's a blink, and he just disappears and reappears.
The spear right of Idion is now exploding.
We're having too much fun with this character, aren't we?
And he takes the spear and begins to spin it incredibly fast.
Are you fucking kidding me?
The Spear of Irion is now a whirlwind!
Spear of Irion used whirlwind.
It is super effective.
Super effective. Is that now canon that the Spear of Irion is now fire?
What just happened? What just happened?
Oh no.
Domin, I love it.
The spear spins. So fast.
This is just so dumb and I love it.
And the jewels along its shaft and at the head shine brightly. And you
like
see explosion coming out from between the two doors start to bend and twist and spiral in towards the center of the staff. And the explosion gets sucked up.
Oh, this is so dumb and I love it.
The Spear of Vacuum.
The Vacuum of Irion. Thanks, you.
The Vacuum of Irion.
So dumb.
This is so dumb and I love it.
So yeah,
I love this dumb, stupid shit, Josh. Thank you.
And then the explosion goes nowhere, and the Spear of Irion turns back to you guys. Pardon me for a moment, and he disappears again. And you hear a loud explosion out in the warehouse.
The Spear of Irion ate too many tacos before coming here.
The Spear of Irion has tacos from Irion.
The Spear of Irion is now has indigestion. My apologies.
And then blinks back to you guys aside. The Spear of Irion has successfully redirected the explosion.
I look over at Caleb. Is he fine?
It's okay.
I walk past him to the part of the group.
Sandy just goes, well, that was no fun.
I wanted to make more explosions.
I do that little, like, shoulder bash thing as you're walking by somebody to the spear and just be like, fuck, Shaw.
Sylvia, did you get any numbers from that at all? Because that was boring.
Approximately how fast was his spear going? I need to know for research, Akita says.
Too fast.
Because if I could use your explosion cannons, if I can use explosion cannons and spear and blast, oh my god. Spear of Irion! Spear of Irion! Sir, first, are you alright? Do you need me to heal you?
The Spear of Irion has never felt better.
Second, have you ever thought about being a dragon?
What does that have to do with an explosion?
Dragging on what? The Spear of Irion does not understand your words, friend.
Oh my stars, my friend. We are going to make you famous.
Why are you talking about dragons, Akira?
Don't worry!
Why do you have that little gleam in your eye?
Note from the DM, dragons are not a thing you guys know exist.
Oh.
About that.
Scratch that. Okay.
Spirit of Irion, are you okay?
So we got dungeons and dungeons? Is that what we're dungeons
at? No, dungeons and money pigs.
Show title.
Spirit of Irion has never felt better.
Have you ever thought about being a flamethrower?
The Spear of Irion has no desire to throw flames.
Oh, my friend.
The Spear of Irion throws himself into pitch combat. Yes. Forward!
And we will make it so!
Well, because we all saw what happened to the last flamethrower.
It was actually the knife thrower.
It was the knife thrower, but still.
It was the knife thrower.
The sentiment is appreciated, Raul. Thank you.
I murdered that person. That person's dead.
I murdered that person. That's just a good life quote.
Did I imagine or did I actually see a slightly manic twitch when you said that?
No, you imagined it. Did it happen? And if it did, I wouldn't tell you.
Oh, my God. We're a bunch of dumbasses, you guys.
Hey, man, it's Friday night.
The first recording session of the night.
Right?
You can always tell when it's our first recording session because we're so spastic, and by the end, we're like, no, let's get this done. A, B, C.
That's the reason why this door exploded.
So, yeah, you have a no longer exploding door that is partially cracked in front of you.
I can get up dramatically and walk in.
Akila looks at Valfreya, do you want to collect this door too?
And she just glare. She actually looks legitimately shaken up right now, like, and she just kind of looks at him and just walks forward.
Do you want me to collect the door for you?
Let's just go before I get us all killed.
I follow Valfreya.
Can I grab a piece of door?
The door isn't in pieces.
Oh.
Yeah, it's cracked, it not shattered.
Yeah, cracked is in, it's partially opened. You guys kind of stopped pushing it open when it started to explode.
That's fair.
I'm going to investigate the door first.
Do we want to unbuild the door? We can unbuild the door.
Let's look at the door before we do that.
So you guys finish opening the door and then try to make your way through?
Studying the door.
Yeah, I'm gonna check it first with an 11 perception.
It's a door.
And a 19 prescience to see if I can sense anything still active in there.
It is a door. It is made of stone. Very visibly made of stone. And you're feeling a lot of magical discharge in the area, but none of it feels particularly recursive.
So since it's me and Spear of Ilion that's in front, Spear, can you help me push the door open? It's two stone doors, right?
Yep.
Okay. I get on one side and I tell the Spear to get on the other side and we'll push it open.
I also tried to inspect the door, but also realize it's a door. Hey, Velfreya.
You're right. It is a door.
It's a door.
Correct.
Do you want to might roll or just...
Yep, might roll. You're attempting to do physical labor.
I also got two tens, for the record. On pre-science and perception.
So yeah, between the two of you guys, you managed to shove it open a bit. Enough to start getting most people through. Remy will likely be on his own to open the door the rest of the way.
I mean, Calabras and Caleb did a good job the first time around.
Right. Think Remy will be okay.
I'm still wondering how the warehouse is.
He's a strong, independent Garrick who don't need no door opener.
But will Caleb be able to get his gauntlets through with it as open as it is right now?
The question is it going to remain as open as it is when he passes that way?
Oh.
I go back.
The answer may surprise you.
I go back to Caleb. Hey, Caleb. Hey, Caleb. Buddy. Can you do me a favor?
The door practically flies off its hinge.
I was going to say, Caleb, can you take off a piece of that door for me, please?
Oh, door! Door hype.
Door hype.
So good to be back.
I want to give Alfred a piece of this door.
I would rather it stay whole.
A little late for that.
Well, he knocked it off the hinges. Josh didn't say it went into pieces.
Hey, Caleb.
Leave it.
No, it does hit the wall behind it as he pushes it open, but otherwise is relatively unperturbed. It didn't get quite the same ridiculous explosion the first door got.
Oh.
And from only one person instead of everybody.
Yeah, that's also true.
You guys hit almost a combined might of like 200 points.
You're welcome.
It's not our fault we like to make things go boom.
So I don't remember our board state last time. Fairly sure I had light of 25 feet going on.
I believe 25 is correct. Yeah, because the one previously was like 30.
And Remy had his shoulder lights, right?
No, yeah, that's right. So that's right, because he has his shoulder lights on.
Wait, no, we turned the lights on in the hallway.
No, we turned the lights on in here. The spear. I have my my spirit, whatever the hell I named her, Monica. We'll call her Monica.
Karen.
I remember, like
Karen. That's right. It's Karen. This is important.
See, I did listen.
Their names are important. Their names are absolutely important.
That was a really good
so
test.
So completely important for these
people. You know, Sandra
and Rita.
I remember this because we
Sandra and Rita.
He tried to activate it at first when we got into the hallway, and the switch kind of crumbled under his hand.
All right.
And then as we were moving along, he was able to find a working one to light up the hallway and put his shoulder lights down.
So Karen, as her name is and always has been and is very important. She just kind of kept walking. Like, is she okay? Did I feel her poof?
That's okay. You'll just pick out one of your other girls. It's all good.
Wait. Wasn't the other one called Kimberly?
Yes, the one that was talking about with us was Kimberly. Because
we're going through the mumbo number five of revolving characters of reimagination.
Oh, God!
Wow, it's like that's the joke or something.
I love you.
Then that's what visual bits on an audio podcast, but I was dancing to Mambo Number 5 in my head.
Out random names.
So, yeah, she kind of just kept going, and Lasai, I think, still had vision through her. Like, but we had the trip, or is this another forked one that we got up to? I don't remember.
We went down the one fork into research, and Calabras found the book, and the Hugheses and Calabras helped me decipher it. And then went down floor.
We're going through this door, and I sent Karen through.
you had sent Karen down the path towards the destroyed marking path. And that was where the honeycomb, where you presume the scuttler beetles were housed previously.
Ah, right. Right.
And then I think you dismissed her. I'm not really sure.
I think I did dismiss her. So,
you did dismiss her, and Velfroy was like, you're not going to have her shut the door?
I mean, I can... Hold on.
But yeah, speaking of doors, this one was very nice, especially now that it's not exploding.
Yes.
Yay.
You notice on the sides of the doors as they're opened up and you start walking past them.
God damn it.
With a twist.
Daddy.
I hate when they call me daddy.
that's what the failure is. It was a totally fine summon. Just anytime they pop out calling him daddy, it's like, nope. You came
get
from
out of here.
Part of the
Get out of here, daddy calling animal. Get out of here.
But yeah, no, the sides of the stone door, there's a lot of intricate work and line scrolling and little pieces of crystal and metal studded into the sides. Basically, the best you can figure just looking at it at a glance is when they are shut, they form a specific array, and disturbing that is what caused boo.
Yeah. Oh, this is fun.
So it wasn't something in there casting an explosion on us.
No, and that was why Velfreya was shouting, is because she remembered reading about Garrix being in here, and so she's like, oh, maybe there's a Garrix stationed at the door and I can reason with it.
But you guys managed to make it into the next room, and it's another relatively dark one, other than, you know, your own light sources, because go figure, this place hasn't really been powered on for a while, and based on some of the condition of the walls and the switches you found so far, something's probably been chewing on the wiring as well.
That's great.
I don't like the way that looks.
So I explained to them what I kind of repeat what we saw earlier of the three, you know, doorways, and the marked one looks like that's where the little bitch beetles came from.
Bitch beetles. They were my favorite go group.
It would make sense for them to have a place where they would be based out of.
Right.
We might want to seal that off somehow so they can't continue to damage this place.
Caven?
I mean, that would probably be the most direct way, but let's make sure we do that on our way out.
We could also just close the door.
I mean, they're bugs.
It was probably designed to contain them in the first place.
I mean, we could try, but...
So
I know my summons aren't going to be strong enough to close a door that's like that, though.
Yeah, let's see what's this way first. We may yet find some of those Garrix down here.
So you guys are just ambling into the room proper? Chilling out in the staff light?
Looking around as we do so.
Hey, yeah. Remy, do you see any... So, there's no lights whatsoever? I mean, we can't have Remy look for a light switch or something?
Are you asking him to look for a light switch?
Yes. Remy, can you find something that'll turn the lights on in here? I mean, I know those bugs have been everywhere, and they do like to chew on things. But maybe we'll get lucky and have some lights.
I rolled a 14 on perception.
Oof. Let me see if
I rolled a 6 on perception.
It is indeed a room, Sadie.
It's a room.
It's the roomiest room.
It's a room! It's the roomiest room! But it does have some things that seem to be chewing on stuff, and I'm not too keen on that.
My perception's not great.
Akira! Wow.
Okay.
Akira! Hi.
Akira is still dumbfounded by the fact that he saw Sadie go from little tiny Sadie to big hulking Sadie back to little tiny Sadie. So he's a little
So Sylvia, hey Akira.
There we go.
Hey Akira, yeah, we are somewhere.
Two animals with their keen perception. while Fragul is like, hey Remy, can you think you can find one of those? Just happened to be looking around and casually notice one of those panels he interacted with earlier, and Jokiro was just about to point it out as well.
Yeah, right there, bro.
Like that?
Like that one right there.
So Remy, how does one work these switches?
It is a matter of knowing the correct order with which to run energy through the conduits inside.
Huh.
Does it vary per switch, or?
These switches are fairly utilitarian, so they stand to a specific pattern. And he puts his hands toward it, and the lights come on.
Ooh, sunlight.
Ooh.
Ooh.
How much light do we have? Like, is the whole place
illuminated? It's the entire room now. Oh. This entire complex had a lighting system similar to and more advanced than the city lights in Tolvera, but they weren't on in your initial entry into the complex.
Oh, okay.
And Remy has been activating them for you guys as they find them. But it's not like there's one master switch that you found so far.
Oh, okay. So what do we see in here?
This room is pretty plain. It was the best you can figure, this is where materials were loaded to be taken somewhere else. It's a very large room itself. It's not as big as the warehouse you were just in previously, obviously, but it's still large enough that something like Remy's size would not have trouble moving around in. And you notice there are a few larger doorways off on one side, as well as a very large path that appears to be heading downward. And there are places along the sides of the room that aren't occupied by doorways that are very similar to what you saw holding the materials in the warehouse.
This looks like that loading area that was described in the journal.
It does at that.
So we gotta find the boat. That's
probably it. Going to be down.
Maybe.
It seems the most logical to me.
Yeah, rivers don't just appear underground now.
Rivers don't just magically appear in the middle of caves. Well,
I grabbed my arm, and I'm like, "You up here with me? We're going down."
Wait, who are you grabbing?
Fergal.
Okay. Oh, what's up, Calabres? Why are you pushing me forward?
You see, these people are our friends, and we gotta be in front to protect them.
Okay.
I'm imagining him saying that very pointedly, like, where Valfreya can hear it.
I'm gonna walk side by side with Fergal so he gets his bonus.
Should we walk over to the other doorway just to see if we can sense anything over there?
Yeah, I would be interested to
coming
see
from.
I mean, I can always try to see if I can. I don't know. I think I might have blown a gasket or something with this weird light feedback, but I can always try and bring out a friend and see if I can get somebody going down there.
Not that we need to, like, I suppose it would be interesting to see what's down there, but again,
there's everywhere. I'm the friendliest of friends.
I have a thought.
Oh, so suddenly. Friendly. There's Monica.
Ellen.
If there were slash still are Garrick's down here, we said we needed a crew to run the ship, right? If we can convince them to join us, they would probably know a lot about how this ship works.
And they would know. I would 100% agree with that. If Garrick's weren't weapons, we just so happen to be lucky with them. Let's not try that gamble 5 or 6 more times.
Oh.
What a 50-50 gamble is
not good when it's done 5 or 6 times.
Calibras, that's not how averages and odds work.
Yeah, that's not how Heads or Tails works, for that matter. You play the popular kids game Heads or Tails.
I don't care. They're not waking up more weapons.
But then they could be our weapons.
I suppose in this world they wouldn't know what Heads or Tails were.
Or they could be our weapons.
Can we stop calling them weapons right in front of Remy?
He is not a weapon. He's our friend. He's like my best friend.
No, he is a weapon. He just happens to be a friendly one.
Remy has helped us out a lot. Maybe these other,
and yes, we're saying this while we're walking.
Friends, yeah.
I am gonna see if I can sense anything from behind the doors as we're walking around
from that other archway that goes to the, what would that be, the right?
Josh, in this complex, is there like a rock or something somewhere close by? Like a pebble?
I mean, there's a little bit of rubble on the ground itself.
Okay.
That's a 41! Do I see anything down, sense anything down the other walkway?
Which direction are you sensing?
Not the one going down, but the other one.
The other doorways? Side.
Yes. Oh, the other doorways. That was plural. Sorry.
There's two.
Okay.
But are they like next to each other or?
Yes.
Oh, okay. That's even better. I thought they would have been on opposite sides of the room. That's okay.
No, they look pretty similar, and you are decidedly getting some sort of feedback from behind them.
Hmm.
What's up?
I don't necessarily have a good feeling about these doors. I'm getting some sort of weird feedback loop, but I can't determine which one it's from.
Like explosion-y feedback loop, or
something from behind them.
Something from behind them.
I am going to approach the doors behind them and see if I can find any kind of marking that would give us a clue.
Why? They're doing that, Josh. I want to throw a piece of rubble down the stairs.
22 perception.
Okay. Go ahead and make a. Wait, are you just trying to toss it down the stairs, or are you trying to like do anything specific with it?
I'm just trying to like toss it down the stairs, just to
like see how far it echoes.
Well, that, and to see if the noise, we hear something else besides a pebble hitting the ground.
So you're looking to startle anything that might be down that way.
Pretty much, so it doesn't startle us.
Go ahead and make an agility roll, because you're not trying to fling it like hard enough to shatter the rock or anything else down the hallway, and you're trying to aim to make sure it doesn't go ricocheting too far off of anything. Yeah.
Okay. It's a rock.
Kind of slips out of your paw.
We're safe. How many doors do we pass as we're walking, out of curiosity?
Well, there's the one you guys walked in from. There is the pathway pretty much dead ahead that heads down, and then there are the two doorways off to the side that Sylvia feels kind of funky about.
Yeah, and the two on the side are the one that Delfreya is investigating.
Okay.
You'll notice the work on the doors is pretty much identical.
Okay.
The only thing that really sticks out is, even though the work is pretty identical, they almost look mirrored.
Huh. Sylvia, look at this. The engraving work on the door is mirrored.
Huh.
They wouldn't be. I just rolled 3 learnings purposely. The third roll was the wall, was the door that's down ahead of us. Can't quite see it. I'm going to go with the 11. I can't quite see it. But then I'm going to go the door on one side. It's 20. The door on the other side is a 22. Is there anything that I see or recognize, like pictures, drawings, what's they're called? Carvings or anything on the doors that I've seen maybe in books?
But I mean, everything so far is matching everything else in the complex. The doors themselves, the best thing the three of you can hash together, you know, kind of pulling a three scholar.
We're having a coffee clutch really quick. It's okay.
Yeah, basically.
Oh, jeepers. So
you got one more door.
I'm with.
There's no third door. There's that path. It doesn't actually have a door in front of it.
Okay, so it's more like
another hallway.
So, yeah.
If Lady Lysia is feeling up to it, I mean, I can always send
another scout.
But Harold, no, last one was Karen. Your name is now
Monica.
Angela.
Angela.
Now, Angela was previously. She was
yeah, we already had Angela. You're Monica.
Previously. Angela.
Angela was one of the ones that went poof, unfortunately.
I can send Monica down there and see if we can lift Lady Lysia and I can figure it out.
So Sylvia rolled a 23 and a 26, and I rolled a 22 and a 37.
The weird thing is, though, they wouldn't be mirrored. They wouldn't be the same room, but opposite, would they?
I mean, they might be.
Would be weird. Do I learn it? Have I seen these carvings before? Either one of them.
Yeah. You were given us something, and then we got distracted.
Yeah. Sorry. I was. Yeah.
As scholars are wont to do. Ooh, shiny!
Shiny thing on the wall.
Squirrel! Do you need me to push that door open
for you? Not guys? Yet, Prago, not yet. So a 23 or 26 on me trying to see if I've seen those carvings before. And what was your rolls for, Alfreya?
22 and 37.
You guys are relatively sure in your individual careers you have seen doorways like these before in some of the other ruins you've delved into. You might have a chance at actually getting these open without causing any sort of untowards effects.
Okay.
And at that point, like I said, I can handle the scouting.
Okay.
If you want to send creation to look ahead, let me.
Do we have to try and get the doors open? Can we tell to see if the doors are easy to open? Or were they sealed shut like the rest of the doors?
It's too bad, Akira, your girls can't phase through walls, can they?
Not yet. I'm still working on the particular pattern to be able to make them be able to do that. It's a work in progress.
I'm afraid I'll need a moment to gather my thoughts, dear, before I can attempt connecting to one of these again. Your creations are quite unusual. It's not something I'm used to dealing with.
Yeah, I could see that, actually.
Hey, Remy, what do you know about these doors?
Hi, Remy. How are you? I'm forgetting to refer to Remy. I know he's there.
Don't address the golem in the room.
It's the curse of the NPC. Like, oh yeah, that character was there, and the DM might have designed them for a particular purpose. Like,
well, also we tried to spend so long. Right, doesn't exist.
I am not finding anything within my memory about these types of doors. I do apologize.
No, you're fine. But I'm still thrown off why they would be mirrored of the same thing.
It might be a security mechanism. If the facility is highly secured, it might require two keys.
True. But then why wouldn't they use two different keys?
They would be two different keys. One in each one goes down each room. Don't forget, the Enlightened were very artistic a lot of the time and very stylized. Why do something the utilitarian way when you can make it pretty?
True.
Make the three of you who are studying the door, make logic rolls for me.
Logic. This is not going to go well because despite being an academic, Sylvia is quite illogical. Oh no, she's quite good in logic.
Hey, Calibras, while they're studying the door, do you want to head down with me?
I just want to say I am the most logical of the brains. Somehow.
Hey, guys, me and Calibras are going to head down the stairs. Does anyone else want to come with us?
Is he with the door?
I'm going to leave Karen... Karen, no, Monica. Monica here. Monica, listen to Valfreya. Everything she says, that is now your order. I'm going to pal around with those guys for a little bit because they tend to find the fun things.
And we're being academic
here. You guys do know it's like adventuring 101, never to split the party, right?
Yeah,
it's a really bad idea.
They're going to do it anyway, so... I mean...
But we like the doors. We like our doors. We like our bread.
Jokiro, can you help us out?
Yeah, baby. Let
persuasion
me...
to keep the party together.
The kids, stay with the teachers, and we're going to go down to the basement. Or we're going to go down the steps.
We're going to go down to the basement, kids. That's not a good sentence.
Nope. It's exactly what I rolled before.
Valfreya was asking you to help keep the two parties in communication.
Oh, right. I could do that too. Hold on.
I rolled an 18 to try and convince the party to stay together.
Jokiro looks at Akira. Hey, brother, do you mind? Thank you, Josh. And,
wait a second.
Akira shudders. I guess, dude, just go for it.
Wait a second. Hold on.
Wait.
I know that we're busy with a door here, guys, but what you're plotting? No.
I remember the last time we ended up on different sides of the same room and how much trouble we ended up in there.
We're just gonna go down if we run into any trouble. Jokiro can call for
Akira
help.
Akira says that he will make sure that nothing happens to them. Yeah, what he said. It's gonna be fun, guys.
Okay, please tell me you're going to record a mini-sode later that's Jokiro and Akira having a dad talk in Akira's head.
Oh my god, it'd just be CJ talking to himself.
Exactly.
That's never happened before.
I mean, I recorded GLS, so I mean...
And we'll take that on all of my chins.
it's the best chin.
Okay, so I guess you guys are heading down those stairs while the teachers play with the doors. As I was going to say, your best guess, especially based on what you just heard Remy saying about the light switch, is that if you are going to attempt to open these doors, it should be at the same time, and you should probably follow the exact opposite patterns.
Can we see any indication of what the pattern might be on the doors themselves, or do you just have to guess?
Not visually.
But orderly.
I will put my hand on the door and see what it gives me.
Valfreya, hang on. Am I putting my hand on this door, and are you going to put your hand on that door?
We're not doing anything yet. I'm just trying to get a read on it.
Okay.
With a pre-science roll of 43.
I'm gonna pre-science the opposite door.
The thing I love about this pre-science role, by the way, viewers at home, you know, viewers on our audio podcast. the pre-science role Valfreya just rolled was a 43.
I'm helping my sister.
Here's the thing. The D20 exploded twice.
And she got
for a total of 42. And then she got a 1 on the D8.
Yeah, me and Sadie getting the pre-science on the other door.
So yeah, when you go to sense that particular door that you're on, Velfreya, not only does the network inside of it light up like a festival for you, but you can actually see the very faint residue of which way it should go.
Oh. Okay. Sadie, Sylvia, Lasai, which one of you is most confident in observing what I'm doing and following it exactly?
But the opposite.
Which one has the most perception?
I was literally just looking that up.
I'm just going to look at Lasai and go, we know I tend not to pay too much attention. And let's face it, my sister likes bunny costumes. And, well,
okay, I dressed up in that bunny costume for work.
Akira's direction.
Very well. Shall we do this then?
Indeed. Are you going to do the seeing thing or go in straight?
I do not believe that trick will actually let me see what you are seeing inside the door itself. It would only show me your physical view of the door.
Okay, well, I'll start with this, and I'm actually going to take my finger and trace where I'm seeing the pattern. Like, just physically move my hand around on the door.
Okay. And, nope, not that one.
Man, you believe how hung up they get on doors, you guys?
We're actually trying to open a door properly, you guys.
Ah, I see. Very well, then. Shall we?
I'm going to pretend like I was really trying.
Fragul, case, I really like how we opened the door before.
Yes.
It's a door.
We were able to really just...
It's a bad juju door.
We shattered
go ahead
door.
And make an energy roll if you actually want to attempt to open the door.
Oh, energy.
Ooh, yes. Oh, I have a good energy.
Oh, this
man, I
wish
I was just smarter.
Basically, the closest approximation I can give you is you guys are going to be completing a circuit.
Okay, but it has to be energy specifically.
Yes.
Okay. Mario Kart.
I can't
door.
Just punch it, can I?
Door Kart.
I mean, could, but it might explode again.
Yeah. Well, Vera's actually going to flip her sleeve down, and she's going to hold the edge of it to the door and kind of brace her wrist.
Dorio Kart.
27. Oh.
All right. For those still in the room, which is most of the party, thankfully.
The academics.
You watch as the two ladies begin to put energy into the door and they light up. You can see the energy flowing through conduits through the stone itself, making a rather ornate and flowery sort of design. Not like literally flowery, but very... swooshy and whooshy and elegant. More verbose than I am.
Oh.
Lots of filigrees.
Yes, filigrees. There we go. That's the word I was looking for. And there's sort of a... and the doors crack a little on their own.
Hey guys, they found out those other doors or how to fix those other doors. They're now open. Without exploding. Akira says to the...
You guys are walking down for quite a bit while this is going on. It's a pretty large corridor. You see some... What almost look like little... rest stops, practically. Like, it's okay to just have a seat, chill out, grab a cup of coffee.
Like the break room?
Not quite the break room, but... like, this was obviously... you could tell that at one point in time when this was being worked, you know, people had to go all the way down here and then all the way back up. So there were actually little nooks carved out on the side where people could stop and catch a break. Okay. Just have a seat for a moment, catch their breath, grab some water, something like that. And after a little bit, you notice that the lights are back off.
Ooh.
Wait, for the entire room?
No, for the... corridor you're going down.
Oh, okay.
Like after you guys head down a bit and take a few, you know, slight bends, the lighting is no longer active above you. So whatever panel Remy activated in that previous room only extends so far.
Akira, can you cast some light for us?
I hate to be the wet blanket, but maybe we should actually go back up to the nerds. They got the door open.
The nerds got the door open without it exploding. Go nerds. Plus one for nerds.
I'll
nerd power.
I'll take a seat here and wait for the rest of y'all.
You're just going to stay here, Calabres?
Just to make sure nothing comes up behind us.
I mean,
revel
okay.
me in the dark.
Do you want me to give you like a light source or anything, brother?
I mean, I'm not going to sit inside the darkness. I'm going to sit like
I am the darkness.
And one of the rest stops before it turns dark.
I mean,
Calabras is just there. I am the night.
I mean, you could still kind of look that way. You could still look that way and like you could see what's going on over there at least.
I've actually heard stories like this. As soon as you turn your back,
a
ghostly figure runs behind you. Frago looks behind him.
He touches your hand and your hand explodes in light of 30 feet.
It glows with an awesome power.
Yes.
Okay,
but
so
is it burning red?
Burning white.
Racist?
Vaguely.
What?
That's that reference in a nutshell.
I know, right? I'm Australian. I'm allowed to.
So, are these things okay to open now?
Yeah, we undid the lock.
Okay, I'm going to head back up, see if,
Fragul and Akira are coming back up, Calabras is staying down there too, and I quote, just in case something comes up after you.
With no method of communication with the rest of the group?
He's not staying down there, he's bringing up the rear. He's the real guard.
I'm pretty sure I said I was staying there.
Oh, you're saying
that.
Yes, but what you're really saying and what Fragul is really hearing can sometimes be two completely different things.
That is a good point.
Well, he is the real guard. He is protecting the rear.
But no, Jokido, because telepathetic connection, is telling them what's going on. And he looks at Velfreya. Yeah, he is definitely staying down there. Akira gave him light, but that.
So Caleb goes ahead and he pushes the doors open for you guys.
Thanks, Caleb.
Can you tell him that is an incredibly stupid idea? Calabras, he says it's an incredibly stupid idea.
I don't care.
He doesn't care. He does not care.
I love this telepathic thing because you can tell the difference.
And the two doors don't actually lead to exactly identical rooms, funny enough.
Oh.
Door on the left side opens up into another larger room that has a lot of alcoves inside of it. And then the door on the right actually has another very large path that kind of curves upward, and your best guess is that it actually heads back the way you guys came.
Exit. So it kind of points. And
yeah,
does
that,
a little
that's dance. That's our Dark Souls quick exit.
This is the Stanley Parable. Are you sure you want to exit the game?
Yeah, exactly.
It's probably some kind of it probably leads up into like a loading dock type area. What's in the alcoves? Out of character, what was the girl's name again?
Monica? Monica.
Yeah.
This is very important.
Again, out of character, we're doing the mumbo number 5 of random generating characters.
Are there still lights in those rooms?
There are lights on in Well, there's lights on as far as you can see through the first bend of the corridor heading back and up. The room with the alcoves inside it is lit.
Okay. Is there anything in the alcoves?
Are you going to go in and look?
Monica, dear.
She not.
Are you ready to take a look around for us?
She nods.
Lysai, would you be ready? Or shall I just send her in as is?
Well, I think she can simply call back if she sees anything at this point.
True.
I don't know if they can talk.
They don't think they can talk.
No. I'm going to totally make this the rule. Because, CJ, I'm going to pretend that it's like your friends in Skyrim.
All they say is, I'm sworn to carry your burdens.
Yeah.
No, when CJ does Revenant, which is...
I was actually a given character once until I took an arrow to the protoplasm.
Nope.
It takes on an audio podcast.
Well, we still heard it, didn't we?
I don't know. Josh, ruling, can they talk? I don't know.
I don't think they actually have communication, but I mean...
Can they grunt? Please, please let them grunt.
Wild hand gestures, sign language.
Rules is written, they do not have a... They cannot speak.
There we go. But they can make those noises. Actually,
so sidebar. All you're going to hear is the sounds from them.
Sidebar. If they do decide to make sounds, would we be able to decipher them? Oh, sorry. Let me just try and rephrase that. Attempt to decipher them.
Would you want to? They are Akira summons.
Okay,
see,
I think Akira should be able to understand them in total.
Sylvia doesn't hate Akira as much as Sadie does. Let's keep that in mind.
Okay, well, let's at least make sure nothing springs out for us. Monica, can you take a turn around the room and stop and wave at us if you see anything inside the alcoves? Anything that looks like one of the bugs or bigger?
She nods and am going to not at all reminding what level I summon. Oh, she's level 9.
Well, you can't actually summon at level 9, unfortunately.
I know, but this just makes it say as the maximum. That way I can know what stats I'm looking at. When
indeed. So you send Monica into the room and she begins making a circuit around. It takes her, just a couple of moments to get, from alcove to alcove. There's a decent amount of space between them, and there's not a ton of them in there. Maybe like, 6 or so. And she actually is stopping at most of them and waving.
Hmm. There's something big in here!
Hey, Remy. Do those alcoves look familiar?
Oh, no.
That is where I slept for thousands of years.
Thanks for that reminder.
It's a very painful memory, and I don't like thinking about it.
We'll call him Francis.
If they were employing Garrix here for manual labor...
Ah! Nailed it.
They likely would have been stored in such locations.
Wave.
If there were any security on a room like this, we would have disabled or set it off at this point, correct? If there are units asleep in these alcoves and I step inside the room, are they likely to wake up?
Unlikely.
Unless we intentionally wake them up, which I don't know if we'd want to be doing.
Akira wants to know. Sorry, wrong voice. Akira wants to know, what if he touches them?
What if I touch them? No!
No!
What's going on?
Don't touch anything without the nerds.
Like, don't touch robots!
I'm imagining Calabras sitting there and hearing just the echo of, we're gonna go touch robots.
Yeah, smash cut to Calabrese.
It's like a super long sigh. Just like,
and then you hear Valfreya shouting, "No,
no."
Okay, hey guys, what's going on up here? Fragu,
we're gonna go. They're not. They're absolutely not trying to touch robots.
Well, we're not trying to touch the robots. We're trying to find out.
Remy, what if something interacted with them?
Oh my god, Akira, you never change.
I'm not. I would not touch them. I am not that stupid. I know.
Sadie.
What if someone attempted to interact with them?
Yes.
That is.
Would they be deactivated?
A question that we will have to find the answer to next time on the Mana Pool.
Can't touch them! Da.
Nice. Wow.
All right, guys. Thank you so much for hanging out with us. Greatly appreciate it. If you want to support the show and everything that we do on the Geek.io Network, head over to patreon.com/geek.io, where you can get custom RSS feed of the master feed, including all of our pre and post shows. We're working on something to get for this show for you guys that's there for you. You can also get exclusive Discord stuff if you go over to geek-io.net/discord, if you remember there. If you're a patron, you get patron-only places where you can chat with us and influence the shows that you love and don't. I mean, it's up to you. But, hey, if you're putting money into
influence
Patreon...
Influence the things you hate. Patreon.com/geek.io.
Also, remember that you can drop over to twitch.tv/geek.io/show and smash that love button. And get notified when we go live. And also, if you have Twitch Prime, you have our money, and we would like it. Please make sure that you drop that bit. It's free for you. Drop a subscription for us at Geek.io Show. All of it comes our way. None of it affects your wallet at all because Big Man Bezos is like, hey, you know, we like that Twitch people. We're gonna give you money. But if you don't use it, it goes back into my pocket, and you don't want to feed Papa Bezos money, do you? He has enough.
That's
money.
What I was about
so
to say.
It to us.
You don't want Papa Giuseppe's money.
Twitch.tv/geek.io/show. We'll see you next time. Bye.
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 Hi, my name is Water Buffalo, and I hope you've enjoyed this Geek.io Media Network production. Copyright 2018, you see how that works?